this audio, you'll be guided step by step on how to deeply relax your body, which is the first step to begin accessing your higher mind. As you enter deep states of mental and emotional relaxation, you'll be able to release emotional and or physical discomfort. You'll be able to access your higher mind powers and get answers, insights, and knowledge about questions that are important to you. You'll gain an expanded sense of awareness and increased feelings of well-being. Think of yourself as an explorer of the endless mansions of a magnificent hidden universe. Ancient wisdom teaches that we can access the powers of our higher mind when we learn how to quiet our daily mind. Our daily mind is also referred to as the mind level of beta. Most people live their waking lives always in the state of beta. Beta is a state of mind that is filled with non-stop mind chatter, continuous self-talk. In beta, your mind never quiets down. This state of mind is associated with stress-related symptoms such as anxiety and sleeping problems. Did you know that when you quiet your mind and enter deep states of relaxation and feel completely at ease, that your body cannot be in a state of dis-ease? When you're not feeling stress, your body can't produce stress-related chemicals that cause disease and premature aging. When you experience deeper states of mind, you will gain far more than feelings of deep relaxation and the elimination of stress. As you'll soon learn in this audio, when you shift your state of mind from beta to higher mind levels such as alpha or theta, you can access your greatest power. You can visit unlimitedinnerpower.com to get an overview of the four different mind levels, which are beta, alpha, theta, and delta. When you're in a meditative type state and use intent to focus on a specific goal, you empower your goal, your intentions. The more you learn how to quiet your daily mind, the more you'll be able to tap the powers of your mind. The journey. The journey that you will learn to do in this audio will enable you to enter a meditative type state, but it's not really meditation as meditation is understood and used today. Most meditations are limited. Common meditation practices often require the person to sit still or to lie still, and when deeper levels of meditation are reached, the person often falls asleep or is nearly comatose. Typical meditation practices cannot be used in a dynamic, moving way. A journey, as taught by shamans and ancient wisdom teachings, is not an end result, but a bridge to our higher selves. The objective is to avoid getting stuck on the bridge, as is the case with common meditations. You want to cross this bridge and reach deeper mind levels beyond your subconscious mind. Once you do, you need to be active rather than passive. In other words, you will want to get actively involved and ask for guidance, insights, and communicate with your higher self, for example. The journey will help you communicate with your higher self, a force that is there to guide you in all aspects of your life. From ancient times, shamans and other wise teachers have used the process of journeying to travel within to access answers, insights, guidance, and help from their higher self. The mind is where everything starts. When you learn how to quiet your daily mind, you open a doorway that will lead you to new worlds, so to speak. A quiet mind is your bridge to your inner power. It's your doorway that leads to your greatest power. To learn more about the journey, please visit unlimitedinnerpower.com/journey. When you visit this website, you can download a free ebooklet that will give you information about how to make the most out of journeying. The journey, as it's taught in this audio, integrates powerful knowledge that I've learned from a number of teachers, including Tom Brown Jr. and Jose Stevens, PhD. I reference their books and other invaluable resources and the free ebook that I provide on unlimitedinnerpower.com/journey.